You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
On May 23rd...
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby Antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not going to survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount Plus.
Monday, everybody, and welcome to the Early Edge. We've got a huge show for you. I see everybody in the chat already. Nick Castrucci saying, hey, lifetime ban on Shane Lowry bets. Listen, I'm with you on that one. Eric David, let's see. Mark Hood is in here. CID, Mark Buchholz, who has been killing it in baseball, by the way. All right, speaking of killing it, let's take a look at the recap screen from Saturday. This looks very good. Listen, anytime A-Mags and Sniper are on a show with Mackenzie Brooks, it's probably going to be a good result. 5-1 is exactly what we want to see. Let's see if we can repeat some of this today on today's Monday show. And the only way we can do it is by bringing in the stars of the show with the picks in soccer, NBA, MLB, some sports line picks. We're going to cover it all, including the NHL. Buckets and Proppy saying hi to each other. Love that. Zach Simony is here. Zach, I haven't had you on in a little bit. Let me ask you this. How excited are you about the NBA playoffs?
Well, I'm excited for it going forward. I would say game ones were not as exciting as you would like to see. The Pelicans game was a little bit sloppy with Oklahoma City Thunder. That was the closest one, but for the most part, I'm good. Philadelphia and Knicks, that game was probably the best one. So we'll see if we can get some good game twos starting today.
All right. By the way, Mike McClure is in the house. And for the record, if you're not watching on YouTube, the antics, if you're listening to the podcast, you know, that's fine. Normally I'd say shame on you sarcastically, but I got a lot of flack for that last time. I'm obviously just kidding when I say that. Let me just say what Prop Stars and Buckets are doing live on YouTube. It's comical. It's pretty funny. So anyway, Proppy, let me ask you, man, you've got the NBA playoffs, but you do some you're doing MLB stuff too. Anything surprise you in the first, I don't know, like however many games we've had, maybe 8 to 10 NBA playoff games we've had, including play-in games?
I've just been enjoying it. I mean, Zach mentioned hasn't been the best quality of basketball, at least from a viewership standpoint. But I love this stage of the season. I think we'll see, you know, these games tighten up, be highly competitive. So I think a lot of these matchups, even though there have been a lot of blowouts in game ones, I think these teams are really evenly matched up. And we look at a team like Oklahoma City Thunder as a one seed. It wouldn't surprise me. We saw this in game one. If the Pelicans could push them to 7 games, or heck, even win the series. So I think we're in store for some excellent basketball. Also want to say hello to all of you gentlemen with us and the chat. I also want to give a shout out to both Mikey and A-Mags who are both in the chat and who have both been absolutely on fire in baseball as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, when I saw New Orleans and OKC play yesterday, I was thinking to myself, man, if the Lakers had maybe purposely lost that first play-in game, which I didn't expect them to do, mind you, they would have gotten OKC. I actually think Lakers are actually better from a playoff standpoint, in keeping in mind the experience and all those things. I think the Lakers would have matched up so well against OKC. Go ahead, Proppy.
I couldn't agree more. See, I don't even think that's debatable at this point. It's a mere formality that Oklahoma City has that first seed, but the Lakers would have much preferred to play a Thunder team with very little playoff experience. Collectively, I think you have very few playoff wins on that roster compared to the reigning champions led by the best basketball player in the world. So I think the Lakers would have been much better suited playing against Oklahoma City Thunder. That being said, if we're looking at a single elimination situation, it's hard to expose yourself to potentially losing in that second game and not being in the playoff picture whatsoever. So had it been a series, I think maybe you could consider losing, but in a one game scenario or anything happens, I think you just have to go for it.
Buckets, we got to get to your soccer picks, your official picks, but I got to ask you something. There's a reference made by Kevin K in the chat. He says Hollywood Squares, and he's referring, of course, to the antics between you and Proppy. Do you know what that reference is by any chance?
My mind goes to like the stars on the boardwalk, but that doesn't make sense, right?
I mean, it doesn't make sense. That's
cool.
True.
I have no idea. No.
So Hollywood Squares was a game show where you had everybody kind of in a Brady Bunch look, where there were nine people and you had celebrity guests on, and you are the celebrity guest today, I suppose. So Mr. Celebrity Guest, Jim J. Buckets for the block. Kevin K. gets that reference. Maybe you've got a soccer pick for us today, Buckets?
Yeah, I just had to Google like eight things, including Brady Bunch and J.P. Man Gets the Block, whatever that was. I don't really care about any of that, Sia. What I care about are the fantastic fixtures we have taking place this afternoon. I know what everyone's going to say. Buckets, there's the Milan Derby. There's Roma versus Bologna. There's Mallorca versus Sevilla. There's so many good games. What are we going to bet on? And I'll tell you this. We're going to bet on none of those. You could not pay me right now to bet on this Roma side versus Bologna. That game could end 8-8. It could end 0-0. And I have no idea which way that's going to go. So instead, we're going to the Northern Ireland Premiership in a fantastic matchup between Linfield FC and Larne FC. This is the Sia versus Proppy of the NIP League. These are the two best teams, and it's not even close. Right now, these teams are firing on all cylinders. These are the two best offenses. Both clubs are averaging more than two goals scored per match by themselves. We're taking both teams to score at -125 here, because sometimes when you just have the best offenses in your entire country, you keep it simple and you take both teams to score. Linfield has not lost now in 10 matches straight. Larne have not kept a clean sheet in their last three. Over 2.5 goals has hit in the last 4 out of 5 for Linfield. These are two offensive juggernauts, and all I want to care about is goals in this one. See ya.
All right. All we care about is goals. Both teams to score. Absolutely love that, Buckets. Buckets, I'm going to get back to you later. Dig Bick says real cheesy today, referring to, I guess, the banter. I'm not really sure. But speaking of cheesy, Big Cheesy says San Diego Padres team total over 5.5 at -130. Big Cheesy, that is a very interesting bet, because I got to get to my pick and it does relate to that. By the way, if you want to make any of these picks, you can do it at BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to my pick. We got to get to Proppy's pick. We got to get to Zach's pick. But before we do that, little quick break from our partners.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
All right, we are back, and shout out to Big Cheesy. By the way, don't forget what Proppy said earlier. It was either Proppy or Buckets. It was Proppy. We do have AMAGS in the chat. We do have Mike McClure in the chat. Take advantage of that. I know each of them are already answering questions, and they may have an answer to this question. Is my pick any good? And I think it is. I'm going the Padres run line -1.5 here. Listen, it's -120, and just like Big Cheesy's predicting, I think we're going to see a lot of runs against Austin Gomber. I mean, this really is a fade against Austin Gomber. It's a fade against the Rockies lineup as a whole, against Dylan Cease of all pitchers for the San Diego Padres, and it's a fade against the Rockies bullpen, which is a slightly taxed, but even if it wasn't, is not a very good bullpen as it is. So to me, the Padres, who were losers of 3 in a row, they got a win yesterday. They traveled to Colorado. Should be great conditions against Austin Gomber. And again, Dylan Cease on the mound for the San Diego Padres. He's pitched very well so far. And while, listen, this Rockies team in Colorado probably will, you know, touch him up a little bit. Again, it's a Colorado game. With that said, I think Dylan Cease, I mean, just when you look at all of the factors here, starting pitching, bullpen, and bats, this one seems to me like one where the Padres will, over 9 innings, just sort of run away with it. Part of the reason I don't go with the first 5 years. This is one of the few times I just want to log as many bats as I can with the Padres, which is why I'm going the entire game as opposed to the first five. If you wanted to take Cease in the first five, you got to lay a half a run and you got to lay minus 130 for the Padres minus a half. Just so you know, I'm not taking that bet, but normally that's the bet I would have come with. Instead, I'm going Padres minus 1.5. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get to Zach Simony. My third, or is it second favorite, Zach? I can't remember. I know Zach Morris is first. I think, Zach, you are second place there. And then we go to the Zach Wheelers of the world. All right, you have a NBA play today, and it concerns this Lakers team that I was talking about that maybe wishes they were up against OKC instead of the Denver Nuggets. You think we're going to see an under with the Lakers player. What you got?
Yes, I do see. I'm going to attack D'Angelo Russell under 15.5 points today. The LA Lakers guard we saw in game one, he struggled mightily, went 6-for-20 from the field, 1-for-9 from three-point range. I think if he's going to stay on the floor, he has to tone back his shot selection in the regular season. He only averaged 14 shot attempts per game, and he's a good facilitator. He averaged 6 assists per game in the regular season, only had 3 in game one. We saw the Lakers get tired out towards the end of the game. I think Russell needs to be more of a facilitator, attack downhill, kick it out. He's that energy guy that can be a spark plug for the Lakers, but just not with his shot selection. You go back to the regular season, he only averaged 14 points in two games against the Denver Nuggets. And go back to last year's Western Conference Finals, he only averaged 6 points in the series that the Lakers got swept, went 2-for-15 from three-point range. So Russell's had this long-time struggles against this Denver Nuggets team. I think this prop is too high, and this will be the last time we'll be able to get it at 15.5. I think it comes down to 14.5, 13.5 in game three.
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, I think if D'Lo has a really good game, we could have the Lakers, you know, really competitive against the Denver Nuggets, but I don't necessarily anticipate that. Poppy, let me ask you this from a Lakers standpoint against the Denver Nuggets. I thought they were pretty competitive for, I don't know, approximately three quarters against Denver, maybe two. It's tough because I'm not necessarily a Lakers fan. I think it would be cool to watch an upset and watch LeBron and AD advance. Do you think they have any shot in this series?
I don't, unfortunately. We were talking about Nikola Jokic playing upwards of 40 to 45 minutes. Jamal Murray has another level that he steps up into the playoffs. I really believe he's one of the elite guards. Certainly he's proven that to be in the playoffs. And then we look at guys like Aaron Gordon, who can do everything on the basketball court, really an unsung hero. Michael Porter Jr. capable of scoring 25 points. I think there's a big talent discrepancy between these two teams. Then you factor in a really strong home court and simply just having to go against, I don't even think it's arguable at this point, certainly the greatest offensive player of his generation. I would even argue perhaps the greatest offensive player in NBA history in Nikola Jokic, who just puts on a masterclass. The Lakers hung for three quarters, and then we saw what happened in that fourth quarter, really turning things on for Denver. So I think that's going to essentially be a microcosm for the rest of the series. The Lakers can hang early, but then the Nuggets will pull away late. I could see the Lakers maybe winning 1 to 2 games maximum here. See ya.
Yeah, Slick Vic says Nuggets are just really too good, and that's probably true, unfortunately, if you're a Lakers fan. Nick S says, Sia, do you like the Padres team total first five over 2.5? I do. Yeah, I think that's a great play, too. And I noticed Moshe asked about the first five as I was giving my take. If you want to take the first five and lay the half run, that's fine. I just prefer the -1.5 for the full game. All right, let's get to some sports line picks. Speaking of the NBA, we got a sports line pick in the NBA and, of course, the NHL. But before we deliver that, let's hear one more quick message from our partners.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick Six, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick Six has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick Six is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
We are back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. First play from Sportsline. And by the way, Mike McClure says he has some picks on Sportsline in Major League Baseball. You might want to go there and check it out. Cavs minus 5.5. We've got the Cavs at home against the Orlando Magic, of course, minus 110. Again, -5.5 is the Sportsline play there. That one begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we're moving to hockey, and shout out to David Tock, who handicaps as well. He says he's riding the Bruins money line today. Well, good news. Sportsline is riding the Bruins money line as well at minus 135. So the two sports line picks, Cavs -5.5, Bruins money line -135. And I know A-Mags and Proppy and Buckets and Zach and myself, we always put in picks early on the sports line app. And some people who aren't on the show obviously are putting in picks on the sports line app. If you want to become a member of Sportsline, it's super easy. Go to sportsline.com/join. You get 60% off our annual plan. This plan still exists. You type in the promo code winners. And again, 60% off the annual plan. Just go to sportsline.com/join. All right, go ahead, Buckets.
I don't know how to get your attention without feeling like a middle schooler raising his hand, so I'm just going to keep doing that. I did want to address one thing here in the chat, because a lot of people are going to be asking about the Milan derby taking place between AC Milan and Inter Milan. While I don't have an official play for that, if I had to say anything, I'm going with something I don't love. Inter Milan on the money line or Inter Milan over 1.5 team total. Both are currently sitting around that plus 100, plus 105 number. Inter has won this head-to-head 5 matches straight, and this is a historic one today, because if Inter Milan wins this afternoon, they actually win the league. They win the Scudetto against their rivals, which is a massive, massive deal. So home field advantage doesn't really matter in this rivalry anyway. I lean towards Inter for those asking about that match.
Go ahead, Proppy.
See, I've got a pop culture reference that I know you'll likely appreciate, and I would recommend anybody else in the chat to look up this person if they're unfamiliar. But it's been bugging me who Buckets reminds me of with his new hair color and haircut, Devin Sawa. Buckets looks like Devin Sawa. So if you're unfamiliar with him, please look him up and tell me if you think that's an accurate celebrity comparison to Buckets' new style and look.
Well, we've got J.R. Hunt, who says, I came back to Buckets looking like Cody Rhodes. So we got a couple of different. All right.
Devin
so,
Sawa.
And Buckets, I see him typing up all these names right now. I don't know if he agrees or not. Oh, that's very interesting.
I just think I'm spelling them wrong, because the one that I first looked up with that Devin one is an adult actor, and I don't think that's who you're talking about, but maybe.
Probably not.
He was a popular actor in like the early 2000s. Devin Sawa.
Yeah, I actually don't know who that is either. By the way, Snug the Cat says separated at birth, so he or she certainly agrees. All right, Proppy, we got to get to your picks. We got baseball and we got NBA on tap for you. What are the Proppy official plays on the Early Edge?
Let's go see it. Yeah, so I'm going to start in those K-prop streets. I'm going to back a rare over here. I'm going Brady Singer to go over 4.5 Ks. Brady Singer is in the midst of a career season, obviously early in the year, but he's gotten off to a fantastic start for these red-hot Kansas City Royals. He's pitched really well, but if we look at the strikeout metrics, I can make a strong case for him being a positive regression candidate. He is averaging by far the highest swinging strike percentage and the lowest contact percentage of his career. And while he's pitched really well, it hasn't resulted in a lot of strikeouts. His K rate is in line with his career average. But I think this is a great spot to get some value on the over of 4.5 Ks here against a Toronto Blue Jays lineup that is certainly stingy. But again, I think he's a big positive regression candidate. So I'm going to back Brady Singer, who I expect to get in close to 6 innings. And if he gets those 6 innings, I think he'll have a great shot at eclipsing 5 strikeouts in this matchup. And then going to the hardwood, I'm going to back Joel Embiid to go over 1.5 made three-pointers. If you've been following me on HQ, this has been a prop that I've given out a couple of times previously, but it's been interesting with Joel Embiid. While he was off the court, he must have just been really focusing on his shooting or watching a lot of Steph Curry highlights, because as soon as he made his way back to the court, he's taking a ton of threes. He's made at least 2 three-pointers in 6 consecutive games dating back to the regular season. He's hoisting over 6 per game over that sample as well. And then if we look at the Knicks as a matchup, actually, they give up the second most threes to opposing centers in the NBA. I think that's a byproduct of them really selling out to protect the paint, which they do a tremendous job of. It leaves them a little vulnerable protecting the three-point line. And I think they'll live with Embiid taking threes. In game one of this series, he took 8 three-pointers, which is obviously a ton considering 22 field goal attempts. I also think he's not quite 100%, and it suits him to be shooting more three-pointers because it's just less wear and tear on his body versus going down into the paint and banging against those big bodies of the New York Knicks. So I think he's going to continue to shoot quite a bit. I think the Knicks are going to live with the result of Embiid shooting from the perimeter. Love his chances to make at least 2 three-pointers tonight, and Brady Singer to throw at least 5 strikeouts as well.
Yeah, the look for Embiid, you know, when he's not looking 100%, it does seem like it's conducive for him to be kind of lingering around the three-point line. He gets a couple open looks, and from the top of the key, he can knock those down for sure. And by the way, Buckets, it looks like David D says Eminem. Are you settled on Eminem? I kind of feel like Eminem is there, or maybe MGK. Machine
yeah,
Kelly.
I think just because I actually know who those people are, MGK and Eminem are the go-to for me. I do agree with Devin Sawa. I did find the correct Sawa
Thank
there,
you.
So that makes sense as well.
And Zach, we got to have you weigh in. Buckets, does he look like Eminem, Machine Gun Kelly, or somebody else?
I've got to go with Slim Shady. He was the originator.
Yes, Slim Shady indeed. All right, well, let's take a look at the recap screen. Buckets, Linfield, Larn, both teams to score, minus 125. I've got the Padres tonight going into Colorado, -1.5 at minus 120. Zach Simony, D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell, under 15.5 points at even money. Prop stars Joel Embiid over 1.5 threes at minus 120, and Brady Singer over 4.5 Ks at minus 105 against the Toronto Blue Jays. Sportsline picks. Among others, by the way, we got a ton on Sportsline, but these are the ones that are given out on the Early Edge today. The Cavs -5.5 at home against the Orlando Magic, and the Bruins money line -135. All right, I think we covered it all, folks. We got soccer, we got NHL, we got NBA, we got MLB, and we'll be coming with that for the rest of the week, of course, and we'll pepper in plenty of other sports, including golf. We got the Zurich Classic, which should be interesting. Don't forget the Early Wedge is tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I'll be hosting that one. EC is off, so it's just going to be me and Patrick McDonald. Hopefully everybody can join the fun. That's a team event. I kind of treat this as more of a fun event as opposed to an analytical one. Maybe a couple of rides down Narrative Street, something to keep in mind. Look for my article and everybody's articles on that. But for the here and now, for the Early Edge, we got to get out of here. On behalf of Buckets, or a.k.a. Slim Shady, on behalf of Zach Simony, my second favorite Zach, and of course, on behalf of Lil Geppetto, otherwise known as Prop Stars, thank you. A big thank you to Jake the Snake on the ones and twos as well. This is the Early Edge. Have a great week. Let's start it off well. Let's stay positive. Let's open the door for a stranger and say thank you. This has been the Early Edge. I am the counselor, and we rest our case.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
Citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.